You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson from MLB.com. I'm here with one of the most professional guys I've ever met, Tanner Roark. Tanner, thanks for being with me. Tanner, you've had a great season, and in my opinion, this season is better than what you had in 2014. Why do you agree, and why?
I do agree. It's because I've learned a lot, mentally wise. I mean, try to learn every game you go out there and pitch. You know, you might have your best stuff on maybe 4 or 5 of your outings of the year, and you don't really got to think too much. But all the other stuff in between is when you really got to buckle down and grind out there, and, you know, not to overthink it, but, you know, put some good thought into who you're facing, who's on deck, how to get this guy out in the big situation.
I got to ask you this. It seems like every game you pitch at least 7 innings, you reach the 200-inning plateau. What does that mean to you, and you go deep every time?
It's like I pride myself on, you know, starting pitchers are supposed to go as hard as they can for as long as they can. Mm-hmm. And Mike Maddox has helped me out tremendously with just focusing on every single pitch and make sure you execute that pitch that you want to throw and make sure it's the pitch that you want to throw, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's helped me out big time like that way, and, you know, it helps me go deep into games and being aggressive as well in the zone and not trying to do too much. I know my walks are definitely up this year, but mm-hmm. I felt like I've done well to keep those walks from scoring,
right,
which is, you know, always it's not the easiest thing to do, and I'd rather not mm-hmm. have guys on or walk guys. It's not what I prefer to do. Uh-huh. It's just one of those things this year.
Tanner, I want you to tell kids, you don't have to strike out everybody to be successful. People are looking for people who strike out a lot. You don't strike out a lot of batters, but still, you are successful. I want you to tell the kids out there that you have to have control to be a winner.
That's the biggest thing is control of your fastball. You got to control the fastball. You got to pitch inside. That's the main thing. You got to make sure the hitter feels uncomfortable at the plate. Mm-hmm. And if he knows that if the hitter knows that you're up there throwing strikes, and they think about it too much, they tend to overthink,
right,
sometimes,
right.
And then, you know, that's when you just hit your spots and and everything works out. I mean, the ball might not get hit hard or anything like that. You might not get strikeouts, but, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, going as long as you can for your team and getting them in here as soon as possible. If 4 pitches or less to 3 pitches or less, it doesn't matter if you get a strikeout. If you get a line out, it's a line out. You know, it's just try to make them hit the ball.
Right. I got to ask you this, too. Dusty Baker was a guy who had his eye on you really since spring training. And I know we all know what happened to you last year when you lost your job. When he came in and told you he was going to give you every chance to get that starting spot back, and he did, tell me what did that make you feel?
Made me feel good. But I was a little more selfish myself this year, and, you know, I wanted to be a starter. I feel like that's my role mm-hmm. is as a starter. And so, you know, he gave me all the confidence in the world. Mike gave me all the confidence in the world, and then I had confidence in myself every time I go out there. So it's confidence and competitiveness within myself and within this team and this organization.
Mike Maddox is a guy you mention a lot. What is the one thing he taught you this year, the biggest thing?
The conviction and execution and the pitch that you want to throw every single pitch. Mm-hmm. You can't take one pitch off. You take one pitch off, you might be pitching a great game, and you take one pitch off, and then it's 3-0 in the seventh, mm-hmm. or something like that. What happened mm-hmm. similar to me in against the Dodgers this year.
Right.
You know, going into the eighth, 2-0 lead, runners on first and second, and then I didn't get the pitch where I wanted to pitch. Mm-hmm. didn't execute it where I wanted to execute it, and boom, 3-2 game with the loss. So, you know, we lost. So that's, you know, you can't take, you got to take every pitch into account and make sure you're out there. Like when I come out of the game, I'm mentally drained, and I know a lot of the guys are, just because you're out there. It's a constant battle with thinking and, you know, staying focused and, you know, all that adrenaline too. So.
And the final question: how good is it to be in the postseason again?
Feels good. I mean, we're not there yet, but.
By the time this come out, you will be there. Well,
let's knock on wood. we're confident, but you know, it's not. We're not just content with being there in the playoffs. Our goal is not to be in the World Series, to win the World Series. That's our main goal, and the guys that were back in 14 and even 12, those guys have been through it. And there's a lot of guys on this team that have been through, have gone deep in the playoffs and have World Series rings. So they know what it takes to get there and to win it. So, you know, if we all stick together and play as a team and play as one, then we have a hell of a good chance to do that.
Tanner Roark, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.